I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes that they can't get to work. I am joined as always by producer Joel. Not always, actually.
No, I wish it was always.
Yeah, and we're doing it in person today.
We are.
Last week we did it over the phone. I bet you didn't even notice.
It was pretty convincing.
Yeah, although we did mention it,
yeah.
So they would know. But
yeah, but
I thought I'd come round.
Yeah, it's nice.
This is nice, isn't it? So what's new last week? Adam Bloom, great feedback for Adam Bloom podcast. If you'd like to leave any feedback at Jokes with Mark on social media and at
good,
that's
stuff.
My posh voice.
I've never heard it before.
No.
Is that when you're trying to negotiate posh. A new phone contract?
Yeah. No, I'm actually terrible at that. I pay a lot for my phone.
How much?
£45 a
me
month.
Me too. I'm really embarrassed about it.
Yeah, well, me too.
I don't like admitting it because there's people out there with like the same phone
understand.
And they're paying like £15.
Yeah, I don't understand how that has happened. But I think they just keep, because I'm lazy and I don't want to shop around, I think they just keep every year adding a bit on.
Yeah, sneakily adding it on.
Yeah.
How much do you pay for your phone contract a month?
Well,
tweet us.
At
Jokes with Mark.
Tweet me.
The highest will get a prize.
Will they?
Maybe the lowest.
What do you reckon they'll win?
They have to send their last 3 months' bills as proof.
Yes. What was we talking about just before then, Joel?
Phone tariffs.
Before that?
Nothing really.
Adam Bloom, great episode, feedback. Why did you start talking about phones?
Because you did a posh voice.
Then you did the little segue into that. That's good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So shaking my legs like a child.
They don't know that.
No, well, they do. I just told them. I literally just told them, Joel.
Yeah. But I didn't see that you were lying. I didn't see them shake.
They weren't
shaking. It's weird
for you
to say.
Wiggling them about. This is gold.
It's
bloody gold, mate. So, great feedback for Adam Bloom episode this week. Do you want to talk about anything else? Oh, today. If you're listening to this on the Thursday when this is released,
yeah.
I'm doing a show in Bordon in Hampshire.
Ooh.
Yeah, tonight.
Tonight. Bordon.
Tonight.
Hey, if you're a bit bored down in Bordon, get yourself to Mark's show.
Thanks, Joe. I thought you were going to make a joke about
boredom. He did. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be the show's going to be boredom. It's not. It's good. Solo show. It's going to be the first half, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Second half, live podcast.
Doubled bubble.
Yeah, with Gareth Richards.
Bordon's not going to know what's hit it.
Oh, it's going to be bloody good. So if you live near there...
They're going to call it Thunden after the show tomorrow.
They are. They're going to call it... What did you say?
Thunden.
Yeah, I was going to say Awake.
It's like a fun London.
Yeah, bored. Is fun the opposite of bored?
Tweet us.
At Jokes with Mark.
Occupied.
Hashtag Awooga. Again, got lots of hashtag Awoogas in over social media over the last week, which is very nice to see.
It's good to see the movement spreading.
Yeah. Oh, we're nearly at 100 reviews on iTunes, Apple Music.
A milestone.
Nearly there.
Four off.
So if you've been listening to podcast and you know you've been listening to them all and you've been enjoying it, go along to iTunes.
You might be our 100th reviewer.
You could be. Yeah, go and leave us a nice 5-star review. That'd be bloody lovely. This week we've got Mike Gunn. Great episode, especially if you like real down and dirty talk about jokes.
Yeah, I do.
Basically, what I liked about Mike Gunn, I went around his house and he printed off all his joke ideas that haven't worked. And we just literally went through the A4 sheets.
Mike Gunn.
one to the other.
Fully loaded.
Scattergun jokes.
Good.
Is that that?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. By the way, everybody, during the episode, we do reference like some routines that Mike Gunn has done on television, which you can see on YouTube. So go check that out maybe now. Go check it out.
Hmm.
And then come back and listen to the podcast. So hashtag Awooga.
Hashtag Awooga.
And enjoy Mike Gunn.
I did really dark jokes, and they were all about death.
Oh, really?
Death and deadpan. Yeah, you know.
And so did that, because for me, when any jokes about death are quite hard to go into because people just get uncomfortable. But if you start with that being what it's about,
yeah.
On board straight away.
You have to be really confident with it, basically. You can't take a backward step, because otherwise, like you say, people get upset.
Yeah.
You know, they go, oh, my dad just died, you know. I go, well, why didn't I get the work? You know? And if you also, go, I'm sorry, then you're buggered. But if you go, well, you miserable cow, I'm doing really good rates.
Yeah. I was just going to say, what were they expecting if they come to a show about it? But then if it's called Good Grief, maybe they think you're going to cheer them up.
Yeah, no, there was no cheering up, no. I did it on the circuit just as an act. Anyway. Yeah. Just walked on as a funeral director. And
so was the wedding dress joke in that, because that's loosely linked to death, or was that not around then? Can't remember. No,
don't think it was. No, because I wasn't married. No, probably not. No. It was all jokes about you know, people who had died.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff when I think it was Giant Haystacks died.
Oh, I love wrestling.
So there was a lot of stuff about that.
Really?
Because at the time he'd just died. And I was, you know, there were jokes like, you know, Giant Haystacks died, and not in the ring, he just died at home, and his wife rushed to his side and went, one! Inappropriate jokes like that.
That's amazing. So was what year was that? Because was that when World of Sport was still on TV?
I don't know the year. I don't even know.
I was going to say, because if you did that now in England, it might not work. Obviously, they would know who John Haystacks is, probably.
No, I could update it, mate.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know, because wrestling's on a resurgence in this country, but I don't know if enough people know about one, two, do you know what I mean?
No, yeah. Do they not still do that?
I love that joke.
Do they not still do that?
They do it, yeah, but I don't know enough. But I don't think wrestling's quite as mainstream now in this country as it used to be. Because it used to be on TV all the time, didn't
they? Yeah, but we still have, you know, SmackDown or whatever it's
called. Yeah,
yeah. My kids love it.
That's great.
Although anyone who's into wrestling is also the sort of person that probably wants to listen to this podcast.
Yeah, I think so.
Again, it's complete nonsense.
but they just got to hear a really good joke that it's never done again.
Okay. No, it's not going to be done.
Have you got any other Giant Haystacks jokes? I love it because I love wrestling.
There was a joke, I can't remember it now, about carrying the coffin. Obviously.
I can't
remember it. I've probably got it written down on my computer.
Yeah, I have a Big Daddy joke in there as well. Was he dead already? I can't remember who died first.
I can't either. I think he might have been dead already.
Might have been, yeah. Haystacks did the stuff in America for a little while. He actually did some WCW, WWF stuff. Very, very short amount of time.
No, I don't know anything about that. Nonsense.
I had to write some wrestling jokes because I did a show called Pun Run, but I didn't do it in the end because something came up.
Pun Run, what?
It's just a pun show that Beck Hill runs, and they wanted a geeky one, and I said, I could do jokes about wrestling because that's geeky. But then I started panicking because I was like, no one in the audience is going to know the references.
Right.
But I wrote a couple. Do you watch any of the new wrestling? Do you know many of the people?
A bit of it, yeah, because my kids watch it. Yeah, I know The Undertaker, obviously. And
I had a joke where I said, so Becky Lynch is going out with Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
So I said, Seth Rollins asked where Becky Lynch is. I said, I don't know, maybe John Cena. That was probably the best one I came up with.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember any others.
John Cena, my kids constantly.
Are they interesting?
The young one is. I'll be asleep on the sofa and he'll rush in and go, John Cena, elbow. Yeah, really hurts.
That's That's brilliant. My nephews are just starting to get into it now. I love it. I'm it's not a little kid.
It's horrible. It really hurts.
Right. So back in there, can you remember anything from years ago that you really liked that couldn't get to work? Or is there anything that you've constantly tried to keep bringing back?
There's one joke I constantly try and keep bringing back, which every time I say it to a comic, they go, that's really funny, but it never has worked.
Right.
Which is, I was very upset when my father died. I had to find somebody else to be a disappointment to. It's just too dark and I don't know. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's never worked. And I always think, that's a good joke whenever I see it on my notes. I go, well, that is a good joke. I'll give it a try. It never works.
I had to find someone else. Yeah, maybe just with the... punchline's quite long.
Yeah.
Because there's no misleading with the punchline. Like, from the start, I have to find someone else. So as soon as you say that, you're not... Yeah. It's not like a typical thing that you would when your father dies. You don't have to find someone out. Like, it's not a thing that...
Yeah.
That could be it.
It could be. I think it's just not funny.
Was that in that show?
It tried to be.
Yeah.
It was never. It's never been any show because it's not funny.
But I like the fact that you're ruthless with stuff. That's...
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just... That's why writing an hour for me is really stressful.
This is the other one that I really like, which again, it doesn't work because it's too complicated, is, and also too horribly dark. It is, but when I wrote it, I thought, oh, I think this is really funny. It's not. it is, show me on the voodoo doll of me where the nasty man touched you.
Oh, hang on. You're right, it's complicated.
It's too complicated, isn't it?
Show me on the voodoo doll of me. So what's the joke?
The joke is somebody that's been abused is touching a voodoo doll of me, and of course I feel that because it's a voodoo doll of me.
Okay, yeah, I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, I know, it's too complicated and way too dark. Yeah,
because I was trying to think that...
But do you like the idea?
100%. Now you've explained what... Because I think I just feel like there's too many
things.
Options that it could have been about.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I thought...
if you stick pins in a voodoo doll, the person feels that, okay? But if it's a voodoo doll of you, then you feel that, yeah?
I love it. I do love it.
But you're horrible. But it's horrible. It's a horrible joke.
Oh, do you think
that's... It could be changed, obviously, to make it less horrible, but...
You could make it...
it doesn't have to be about child abuse.
Doesn't have to be... No, you could... Oh, yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it?
Does it?
But that's a really funny idea.
It's a funny idea, but I've never been able to...
Because the doll, is that some... That's, yeah, because it has... When people say where... Yeah, that is always with kids, isn't it? Where you have to
That's where the idea came from. They always do it on the doll, you know, show me on this doll.
Yeah.
So then I thought, show me on this voodoo doll.
Of me. It's a really funny joke.
It's not. It doesn't work at all. And even you went, what?
Well, no, but I was...
And you know about jokes.
So the... I didn't... It wasn't the fact, the topic-wise, that I didn't get it. I wasn't finding where...
There's too many twists and turns.
Because in the setup, there's quite a lot of, it's a view. Yeah. But then I think I might have just been slow then.
No, I don't think so. If you were, I think everyone else I've ever said it to has also been slow.
Yeah. I mean, so you've done that in front of audiences and it just...
It just doesn't. They just stare at me.
Yeah, so maybe the fact that they're staring at you and not going, ooh...
Makes me
think that maybe they just don't get it.
No, they don't get it. No, that's the truth. There's too many twists. So could it be changed? Could it be more, you know, I've got a voodoo doll of me. I have to be careful what I, you know.
So not to maybe you're touching it. Maybe you're, nah. It's a great idea. I think that's really good. Oh, well, next.
There's an acupuncture possibility as well.
I feel like I've heard acupuncture one.
Yeah, I know, there's no fixing
that
joke.
Oh, that was it. Someone's got a joke where they say, put pins in it, and my back feels a lot better now or something.
Yeah. a voodoo acupuncturist.
Yeah.
You don't even have to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to go to his office. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, oh, I haven't heard that version.
That's because I just thought of it.
Write it down.
So no, if you, I don't know. Forget that. That's too.
Do you go to new material nights, or do you just rarely. Add a bit?
I normally just add a bit. I do occasional new material night, but I normally find that it's not representative of whether or not it's going to work. If you know what I mean.
Depending on the gig, I suppose.
Yeah, quite often. I did that one down in Southgate not so long ago that Dominic Holland runs. Everything I did there worked really well, but most of it never worked again.
Really?
Yeah.
So do you think that is... Because I find sometimes if the new stuff is in amongst other acts that aren't doing their best, and also it's not your best, but as soon as you put it in against your best,
yeah,
then it just doesn't...
Yeah, maybe that's it, yeah.
Because like you say, you're 90, you say, unless it works 99% of the time. So your normal set's obviously really strong, so then the other stuff just doesn't stand up.
Yeah. It's got to be, for me, it's got to be, you know, it's got to be good, which is what I see the difference between, you know, open spots and pro acts. The only difference is editing, really.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't got enough strong punchlines and they've got too much waffle.
I see a lot of acts that do... I see them regularly, and certain jokes get the same every time.
Yeah,
little response.
Yeah,
it's like, I don't know why you're still doing that bit.
Yeah, yeah. Change it or drop it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
edit.
What I think.
Yeah, 100%. What else? So
other ideas I've had.
Yeah, let's just zing through them.
Oh, I've got hundreds, mate, that have never worked.
So you wrote a new show fairly recently, which was the first show in a while.
I wrote it, but I've not done it. I previewed it a bit, and then I wasn't happy with it. And then my life changed dramatically.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not happy with the end now either. I wasn't happy with the end before, but now I'm even less happy with the end. So I'm not even sure if I'm going to do it.
You should do it.
I probably should do it. It's a kind of rewrite of that uncut show.
Okay.
From a different perspective.
Oh, cool.
From a perspective of someone that's been doing comedy for a long time. I can't, there's a big twist in it, which I won't say,
okay,
just in case
cool.
I do it.
But you should do it. It's me motivating you.
Is it?
Yeah.
Thanks.
If you've got an idea, I think, it doesn't matter how long it takes you to get it right.
Yes, I can't, like I say, I've had a massively bad 2 years of divorce and blah-de-blah, blah, and I've not
done... Will that add to the show, or is it not linked in it at all?
Yeah, maybe, but it's just meant I've not done anything other than mess about with mortgages and houses and...
Well, you've written a hive act.
And got myself a new hive act.
Yeah.
Which was a problem,
because I've already... got mortgages?
So I've already got one.
Oh, right.
So,
yeah,
the other place.
Oh, right.
I'm controlling the heating in the wrong house. Or the right house.
Quite nice. Maybe there's something in if you've got... Oh, no, because that joke relies on you still living the first joke.
Yeah. That's the trouble.
That's quite an idea of you've been able to manipulate from afar what their heating's doing just to piss off your ex-wife.
Well, yeah, but I did... I read something the other day about people just... going round to shouting through people's letterboxes, you know, Alexa, turn the...
Oh!
Exactly. You know, Alexa, turn the hi-fi on at full volume.
Doesn't actually know that one.
Huh?
She doesn't know that one.
But you could do that, couldn't you?
Yeah.
You could just shout into someone's
and do
house.
Stuff. Yeah. Is that... What made you think of that? That's a thing people do? Or you just thought that as a
I'm
bit...
I'm not sure if I've read it or I just thought it. I don't know.
That would be a good practical joke to keep playing.
It would, wouldn't it?
On your neighbours.
Yeah. Yeah. Alexa, turn the heating up to 200 degrees.
Or there's a song you know they hate.
Yeah.
Can
you
set the temperature between 5 and 32? If that won't work, she wouldn't do it.
Other ideas I had recently were...
I can see dogging.
Was about homeopathy. Because homeopathy, homeopaths think that the more they dilute a substance, the more powerful it becomes.
Right.
Yeah? Do you know that?
No.
Homeopathy is about having the tiniest amount of a substance diluted to the nth degree.
Right.
And that therefore makes it stronger. according to homeopaths. And so I thought, oh, I think that might... and if you believe that, you should score your heroin from Dodgy Dave in King's Cross. That's my idea. If that worked, then, you know, cutting drugs would make them stronger, and it doesn't.
Yeah, that's a great idea. For me, the homeopathy bit, I don't really understand.
So no.
Have you done that? Have you tried
no.
that?
No.
Oh, it's just an idea. Yeah. That's solid, isn't it?
Or I'm a big fan of homeopathy. Well, when I say big, an infinitesimally small part of me believes in it.
That's great.
That's the other option.
Do you think that relies on them knowing what... Would you explain what it is beforehand? Am I just being stupid that I don't know that?
I'd say so, yes.
But I don't understand...
Put it out to the group.
So tell me, with homeopathy, what that... Is is it people that are... Is that nonsense? I don't know anything.
Is it nonsense?
Or is it a real...
I mean, you know, you go to Holland and Barrett, you can buy homeopathic remedies. They're all over the place. But the way homeopathic remedies work is... It's a bit like vaccination, you know. You have the tiniest bit of flu.
Yeah, the bad thing, yeah.
Well, homeopathy is kind of similar to that, but they dilute whatever it is down to, like, one molecule, and they're, you know... Is it a load of nonsense? Absolutely, probably, yes.
100% probably.
There's no, 100% probably, which would be fine for homeopaths.
Yeah, I really like that really small part of me believes it.
Oh, do you like that one better, do you?
But I think that can you not do both if you start with that one?
Yeah, you're just greedy, you are. Okay, well, I'll keep that for a trial. This is all going to be trialed at some point.
Small part of me, because that's a phrase as well, so that's perfect.
Yeah,
but I think that 100% relies on how much the general public know what homeopathy is.
I think most people will know, won't they?
You can't ask me that because I don't.
But where are you? You're a country bumpkin, aren't you?
I'm a little bit of a country bumpkin.
Well, you know, you won't know.
Just, and I'm like,
you still, you know, you're rubbing nettle leaves on it. Aren't you drinking dandelion and burdock or whatever it is you do?
But that is that's definitely a good idea. 100%.
Yeah,
it's just whether it's niche or not, it's, I guess, you just try.
Okay, it could be very niche,
but quite often I don't know things.
Yeah,
and my friend James, I've mentioned this before, he listens to the podcast.
Yeah,
and he gets very annoyed when I do this because
you don't know.
He makes me put doubt in. He says I put doubt in comics' minds because I'm stupid.
But the thing is, the audience is quite often stupid. So you're a good sounding board.
Probably am. I like how genuine that was.
I don't think you're stupid at all. I don't think people that write one-liners can be stupid. I don't think. Are there any really stupid comics? I don't think so.
No.
I can think of one, but I'm good not saying
ones.
It on...
Oh, really? Yeah, you can tell me after.
But I'll tell you after. But mostly.
You have to have a certain level of...
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you might not be, socially aware or, you know, emotionally clever, but you've got to have some kind of intelligence to write jokes.
I think. Yeah. I'll take that. Thanks, mate.
This was the other thing when my kids are learning... One of my kids is learning the recorder.
Oh, they still do that?
Yeah, exactly. It's ridiculous. And I thought this, having to go out and buy your child a recorder feels like being that bloke in a mafia movie. He's forced to drive out into the desert and dig his own grave. Do you see the idea I'm getting at? You're having to buy, and then they're going to sit around the house going, driving you mental. that was the idea. Not sure it has any.
Have you tried any of these? Are these just early ideas?
These are...
Because with that, I didn't make the jump straight away.
Yeah, right.
Whereas if it was drums, I'd have more...
Okay.
Because I feel like I think there's a... That's sort of something that's assumed, isn't it? When someone buys... Everyone's had that, where someone buys someone drums for Christmas and then they have to put up with
it. You might be right. actually, because but if, when you, if you're a parent, you'll have had the, you know, Three Blind Mice, London's Burning.
Yeah, I think the recorder might be more annoying than drums. Actually.
Yeah, yeah, and the EastEnders theme, that's all they play. That's the lot. But you might, drums might be a better idea.
But again, it's one of those where I think it'll definitely get a laugh, but will it get the laugh you want?
Snappy, is it? Not snappy enough for my liking.
Or could it be, if you want to know what it's like to be the mafia guy who's forced to go and dig his own grave,
yeah,
go buy yourself, your children some drums, or do you know what I mean, that way, so that the actual,
well, say so, you know that scene in all mafia movies where the mob force somebody to go out into the desert and dig their own grave, that's like,
yeah, if you want to know what that feels like,
yeah, go and buy your kid some drums.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't feel right, does it? It
doesn't feel right, does it?
No.
It's an idea, though.
Yeah,
it's
just
one of those. That's
what this podcast is all about, mate.
Yeah, mate. I've got loads of ideas with no actual jokes.
Well, what's the...
My local vicar is into S&M, so after work, he just swaps dog collars.
That's good. I like that.
Not sure, is it?
Proper one-liner.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you think they're going to...
My vicar is into S&M.
Or if you're a vicar into S&M. There's something there, isn't there?
I think
it's
so.
Just dog collars, isn't it? I mean, you know, this is my life. I see the word dog collars and I immediately think vicars and S&M.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like that.
Are they both? Does it need dogging my... I could be like this, you know. My wife said dogging be exciting because, dogging exciting because you have sex with your wife while strangers watch. But I think it'd be much more exciting to have sex with strangers while she watches.
That's good.
I'm not sure about that. That's one of those ones that the women are going to boo.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
These are all ideas that have been written down and got.
But this is actually, is what this podcast, this is when I first came up with this podcast, this is exactly what, because like I was saying to you earlier, there is funny in it. Even though it's not quite good enough, it's still a funny idea. And that's the difference between good comics and bad comics, I think. Because bad comics, ideas that don't work, make no sense.
Yeah.
At all.
And they do them anyway.
Yeah.
God, it's so I find it so annoying when I see new acts with a huge, great, long setup and a mediocre punchline.
Yeah.
It's just it's not going to work. Do you know what I mean? It's just not going to work. Either reduce the setup to two words or write a much better punchline.
Yeah, I've seen this loads.
It's just that's the only difference, I think, between a pro act and a new act is there's more laughs per minute.
Yeah.
As simple as that.
The circuit comics, especially. You have to. Because I don't think that's what promoters want, isn't it? They want that consistency and...
Yeah.
The high hit rate.
Different for an Edinburgh show, right? All right, here's another idea. I've got a tattoo that says, I'm 95, just so people won't be able to say, that'll look stupid, you're older.
Oh, I like that.
Something there, isn't there? Some idea there. But I don't fucking...
I like that a lot.
Do you?
But that's got like your Mitch Hedberg sort of Stephen Wright kind of vibe to it, I think.
Yeah,
maybe. It's like an imaginative idea, isn't it? It's got a tag that says I'm 95.
I just quickly this morning, I thought, oh my God, Mark's coming around. I've got nothing.
So quickly wrote these.
No. I just quickly had a quick look. I just look on my... I don't throw anything away. I keep everything. So could be the other way around. You know, when you get a tattoo, people always say, that looks stupid when you get older.
So I got one.
Yeah, mine says, I'm 95.
I think I feel like I like that more.
Do you?
Yeah, I feel like, because I like jokes where the thing, the assumption, so the first line there is that's what people always say. That's a common thing. So I like that, and then you're putting your...
Yeah, so the other way around.
Because the trouble with the other one is, as soon as you say, I'm at the beginning of 95, people are going, oh, what's up here?
Okay.
Oh, I like that.
So the other way around would be better, wouldn't it?
That felt good when you said that.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%. 100%. I love that.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I get excited.
I'll try it. If it doesn't work, you can have it.
Did you see my set? It'll fit in perfect.
You can have all my jokes that don't work if you want. That was, an idea.
This is fun. Next. Let's quick fire it. I've
got loads.
This.
Okay. Okay, here's one. It's never worked because people don't understand it. I knew Pelé was a great footballer, but I've just heard that he also invented the bicycle clip. What a talented man.
Yeah.
Do you get that?
Yeah, because he invented heard
bicycle
kick. Yeah.
But I tried that when people...
What is a bicycle clip, though?
One of those clips that you just put around there to stop your... trousers getting caught up
right,
in the chain.
See, I didn't know.
Oh my God,
what that is.
He's right, your producer.
No, that's not my producer. That's just my mate.
Oh, your mate. Okay. Yeah. You don't know what
but
a bicycle
my producer
clip.
Also thinks I'm an idiot.
Okay.
No, a bicycle clip, but I don't ever cycle or anything. So
no, nor do I. But
But if everyone knows that, that's great.
Well, everyone knows that. Does everyone know that Pelé invented the bicycle kick?
Yes.
Do they?
Yes, I know that.
I have tried that joke. That's... Yeah, total silence.
But you know what I don't like about it?
Yeah.
Is what a talented man isn't the punch, yet it's after.
Yeah.
So Pelé was a talented man, as well as being a great footballer. Just found out he invented the bicycle clip. I think that's... I don't like the fact that you say something after.
No, I don't either, and I wouldn't.
No.
That would be the punchline. And that would be the tagline.
You're the first person that's done this podcast, and I can see it written down, and it's so much easier to talk about it when it's written. It's so much easier just to go, well,
no one's else bloody written it down. What's wrong with
it? Well, I think they just got their book in their hand, and I can't see it.
Okay, yeah.
But I quite like it like this because I can really see it.
Yeah, no, you're totally right, and there's no way I'd do that. Would be the tag after the laugh.
Yeah.
And then like a very talented man.
Yeah.
To make me seem even more stupid.
Yeah, I like that. I just didn't know what bicycle clip was.
But
with this podcast...
But maybe that's why it didn't work.
When I first started doing this, because doing jokes one-to-one can be quite awkward, and if you don't get the joke straight away, it's a bit awkward.
Yeah.
I used to just laugh and go, oh, yeah. But now, if I don't understand anything, I just... More useful to say, I think, don't know that phrase. Okay, good. That's a nice idea. Again, but the thing with that is, I don't think it's not as strong as your best stuff.
No.
So it's one of those that it is in a one-liner set that would fit in nicely, because it's just a little, there's one.
Yeah.
But if you're, when you do your club set, it's all bang, bang, bang.
That's probably why it's on this bit of paper and not in my set.
Still makes sense as a joke. Like Tim Vine.
Yes.
I think, because he's got so much. That would just be a nice little throwaway.
Perhaps I should give it to Tim Vine.
Yeah, yeah. How much does he pay?
Don't know. I'd give it him if he wants it. This little idea I've had in my head for years, that the whole punk rock thing, you know, was all anarchy and...
Right.
And yet the symbol for it was a safety pin.
Was it?
Yeah, everyone had safety pins through all the everything. And I just thought safety and punk just don't...
Oh, that's funny.
Go together.
So it wasn't used ironically originally? That's not why they did it?
I've got no idea. You know, and also, yeah... It was in 1977. It's probably not worth.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
It's not worth working on that.
I feel like most of this podcast is me going, no, I didn't know that.
No, yeah.
But I'm learning.
I have a totally open relationship with my wife. I'm allowed to sleep with anyone I want except her.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I like that. Yeah, that's great. So have you tried that?
No.
Yeah, that's
These are
good.
Just things I write down when I'm, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not sleeping with anyone.
Yeah, except her. Is it really nice? Yep.
Okay, might keep that in.
Yes.
I'll give it a try. I'll give all these a try. Old people get up really early. Old people and babies get up really, really early in the morning. And students get up really late. Where's the tipping point is what I want to know.
Okay, I don't get that.
But do you know, when you're young, you get up really, really early, don't you?
Yeah.
Babies get up at 6 in the morning.
So where does it change?
Yeah. And then when you're old...
Yeah.
You get up really, really early. But when you're, you know, a student, you stay in bed all day.
So where does it change?
It was just one of those thoughts.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, okay, is there a joke about the tipping point? Or it's one... Yeah, I know.
Is tipping point as in the show, TV show?
No, just as in, it could be any phrase there. It was just one of those questions I asked myself to try and come up with a joke.
The fact that you said tipping point and it's a daytime TV show.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's the problem. Yeah.
But no, maybe that's the joke. Maybe there's something in that. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the tipping point. No, I don't know. It's probably not.
Anyway, it was just an idea.
It's one of
those things that I think, there should be a joke there.
Where did that suddenly change? Yeah, there's some...
Does it suddenly change? Do you get up an hour earlier every year? Do you know what? As you get older. I don't know. Because I have a joke about
maybe it's because as a kid, you're catching up, aren't you? So as a student, you're catching up on all those hours you're meant to be asleep.
Yeah. And when you're old, you've got to get up early because you ain't got long left.
Yeah, basically, yeah. But they go to bed early, though, don't they?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, that's the difference, isn't it? I mean, the actual real reason is kids go to bed early and so do old people.
I'm quite old and I go to bed really late.
You're not old, mate.
Okay, forget that idea. Titanus, suffer in silence. There's some idea there about titanus. I wrote this joke.
Suffer in silence. Yeah. Suffer in silence. That is.
That's one of those phrases, isn't it?
Because no one else can hear
it. I wrote this joke, which was never ring the tinnitus helpline. It just rings and rings.
That's great.
I changed it to never phone the tinnitus helpline to avoid the word rings.
Oh, yeah. My gun! Pew, pew, pew. Oh. What's quite nice about that is we were doing gun noises into a mic.
Whoa!
Mic gun.
It couldn't be more appropriate.
I love your reaction to my machine gun.
It was really good. It was a really good machine gun.
Thanks, mate. Mic gun, cracking stuff. We recorded for quite a while. And we've got loads of stuff left. So we're again, like the Adam Blue one last week, we'll release it down the line sometime.
It's in the vault. It's gone into the vault.
Yeah, loads of jokes. Just talking about loads of jokes. Mike Gunn is one of the best comedians on the circuit. Go check him out live. He's bugger. I was meant to say in the first bit, Joel, that you should go and listen watch the YouTube stuff of Mike Gunn, so you sort of know the stuff we're referencing
okay.
in the podcast. Would you like me to quickly do a bit now just to say that? So thanks for listening. Absolutely cracking episode. We've got loads of great episodes recorded
so
now.
Many.
Do you want to show, okay, list the names? Reese James, Sean McLaughlin, Bill Nickel, another Adam Bloom one, another Mike Gunn one. Great, right?
That is good.
So thank you very much. If you like the podcast, we'd bloody love you to leave us some feedback. At Jokes with Mark on social media and Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star review. We bloody love that.
Do it, do it, do it, do it.
Yeah. And that's, we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Say bye, Joel.
Awooga.
Awoob.
Hang on. You just loaded a shotgun, but it fired like a machine gun.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Yeah. You didn't know what to expect then, did you? Can you imagine that? Imagine going, someone's coming up to you with a shotgun. Yeah. And they go, and you're like, well, if I can dodge two, I'm all right.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden... Dead, mate.
Game over.
Hashtag Aruga.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.